Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 326, and today we'll be concluding the book of Amos. Let's begin. Amos chapter 5. Listen to this funeral song I'm ready to sing about you, family of Israel. The virgin Israel has fallen down and will not get up again. She is abandoned on her own land with no one to help her get up. The sovereign Lord says this, the city that marches out with 1,000 soldiers will have only 100 left. The town that marches out with 100 soldiers will have only 10 left for the family of Israel. The Lord says this to the family of Israel, seek me so you can live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not visit Gilgal. Do not journey down to Beersheba. For the people of Gilgal will certainly be carried into exile, and Bethel will become a place where disaster abounds. Seek the Lord so you can live. Otherwise, he will break out like fire against Joseph's family. The fire will consume, and no one will be able to quench it and save Bethel. The Israelites turn justice into bitterness. They throw what is fair and right to the ground. But there is one who made the constellations Pleiades and Orion. He can turn the darkness into morning and daylight into night. He summons the water of the seas and pours it out on the earth's surface. The Lord is his name. He flashes destruction down upon the strong so that destruction overwhelms the fortified places. The Israelites hate anyone who arbitrates at the city gate. They despise anyone who speaks honestly. Therefore, because you make the poor pay taxes on their crops and exact a grain tax from them, you will not live in the houses you built with chiseled stone, nor will you drink the wine from the fine vineyards you planted. Certainly I am aware of your many rebellious acts and your numerous sins. You torment the innocent, you take bribes, and you deny justice to the needy at the gate. For this reason, whoever is smart keeps quiet at such a time, for it is an evil time. Speak good and not evil so you can live. Then the Lord, the God who commands armies, just might be with you as you claim he is. Hate what is wrong, love what is right. Promote justice at the city gate. Maybe the Lord, the God who commands armies, will have mercy on those who are left from Joseph. Because of Israel's sins, this is what the Lord, the God who commands armies, the Sovereign One, says. In all the squares there will be wailing. In all the streets they will mourn the dead. They will tell the field workers to lament and the professional mourners to wail. In all the vineyards there will be wailing, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. Woe to those who wish for the day of the Lord. Why do you want the Lord's day of judgment to come? It will bring darkness, not light. Disaster will be inescapable, as if a man ran from a lion only to meet a bear, then escaped into a house, leaned his hand against the wall, and was bitten by a poisonous snake. Don't you realize the Lord's day of judgment will bring darkness, not light? Gloomy blackness, not bright light? I absolutely despise your festivals. I get no pleasure from your rebellious assemblies. Even if you offer me burnt and grain offerings, I will not be satisfied. I will not look with favor on your peace offerings of fattened calves. Take away from me your noisy songs. I don't want to hear the music of your stringed instruments. Justice must flow like torrents of water, righteous actions like a stream that never dries up. You did not bring me sacrifices and grain offerings during the 40 years you spent in the wilderness, family of Israel. You will pick up your images of Sikuth your king and Kuyan your star god, which you made for yourselves, and I will drive you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord. He is called the God who commands armies. Amos chapter 6. Woe to those who live in ease in Zion, those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. They think of themselves as the elite class of the best nation. The family of Israel looks to them for leadership. They say to the people, journey over to Kalna and look at it. Then go from there to Hamath Rabbah. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they superior to our own two kingdoms? Is their territory larger than yours? You refuse to believe a day of disaster will come, but you establish a reign of violence. They lie around on beds decorated with ivory and sprawl out on their couches. They eat lambs from the flock and calves from the middle of the pen. They sing to the tune of stringed instruments. Like David, they invent musical instruments. They drink wine from sacrificial bowls and pour the very best oils on themselves. Yet they are not concerned over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they will now be the first to go into exile, and the religious banquets where they sprawl on couches will end. The Sovereign Lord confirms this oath by His very own life. The Lord, the God who commands armies, is speaking. I despise Jacob's arrogance. I hate their fortresses. I will hand over to their enemies the city of Samaria and everything in it. If 10 men are left in one house, they too will die. When their close relatives, the ones who will burn the corpses, pick up their bodies to remove the bones from the house, they will say to someone who is in the inner rooms of the house, "Is anyone else with you?" He will respond, "Be quiet, don't invoke the Lord's name." Indeed, look, the Lord is giving the command. He will smash the large house to bits and the small house into little pieces. Can horses run on rocky cliffs? Can one plow the sea with oxen? Yet you have turned justice into a poisonous plant, and the fruit of righteous actions into a bitter plant. You are happy because you conquered Lodebar. You say, "Did we not conquer Carnium by our own power?" Look, I am about to bring a nation against you, family of Israel. The Lord, the God who commands armies, is speaking. They will oppress you all the way from Lebo Hamath to the stream of Arabah. Amos chapter 7. The Sovereign Lord showed me this. I saw Him making locusts just as the crops planted late were beginning to sprout. The crops planted late sprout after the royal harvest. When they had completely consumed the earth's vegetation, I said, "Sovereign Lord, forgive Israel. How can Jacob survive? He is too weak." The Lord decided not to do this. "It will not happen," the Lord said. The Sovereign Lord showed me this. I saw the Sovereign Lord summoning a shower of fire. It consumed the great deep and devoured the fields. I said, "Sovereign Lord, stop. How can Jacob survive? He is too weak." The Lord decided not to do this. The Sovereign Lord says, "This will not happen either." He showed me this. I saw the Sovereign One standing by a tin wall holding tin in His hand. The Lord said to me, "What do you see, Amos?" I said, "Tin." The Sovereign One then said, "Look, I am about to place tin among my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sin. Isaac's centers of worship will become desolate. Israel's holy places will be in ruins. I will attack Jeroboam's dynasty with the sword." Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent this message to King Jeroboam of Israel. "Amos is conspiring against you in the very heart of the kingdom of Israel. The land cannot endure all his prophecies. As a matter of fact, Amos is saying this: Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will certainly be carried into exile away from its land." Amaziah then said to Amos, "Leave, you visionary. Run away to the land of Judah. Earn your living and prophesy there. Don't prophesy at Bethel any longer, for a royal temple and palace are here." Amos replied to Amaziah, "I was not a prophet by profession. No, I was a herdsman who also took care of sycamore fig trees. Then the Lord took me from tending flocks and gave me this commission: Go, prophesy to my people Israel. So now listen to the Lord's message. You say, 'Don't prophesy against Israel. Don't preach against the family of Isaac.' Therefore, this is what the Lord says: Your wife will become a prostitute in the streets, and your sons and daughters will die violently. Your land will be given to others, and you will die in a foreign land. Israel will certainly be carried into exile away from its land." Amos chapter 8. The Sovereign Lord showed me this. I saw a basket of summer fruit. He said, "What do you see, Amos?" I replied, "A basket of summer fruit." Then the Lord said to me, "The end has come for my people Israel. I will no longer overlook their sins. The women singing in the temple will wail in that day." The Sovereign Lord is speaking. "There will be many corpses littered everywhere. Be quiet. Listen to this, you who trample the needy and do away with the destitute in the land. You say, 'When will the new moon festival be over so we can sell grain? When will the Sabbath end so we can open up the grain bins? We're eager to sell less for a higher price and to cheat the buyer with rigged scales. We're eager to trade silver for the poor, a pair of sandals for the needy. We want to mix some chaff in with the grain." The Lord confirms this oath by the arrogance of Jacob. "I swear I will never forget all you have done. Because of this, the earth will quake, and all who live in it will mourn. The whole earth will rise like the river Nile. It will surge upward and then grow calm, like the Nile in Egypt. In that day, says the Sovereign Lord, I will make the sun set at noon and make the earth dark in the middle of the day. I will turn your festivals into funerals and all your songs into funeral dirges. I will make everyone wear funeral clothes and cause every head to be shaved bald. I will make you mourn as if you had lost your only son. When it ends, it will indeed have been a bitter day. Be certain of this, the time is coming, says the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a shortage of food or water, but an end to divine revelation. People will stagger from sea to sea and from the north around to the east. They will wander about looking for a revelation from the Lord, but they will not find any. In that day, your beautiful young women and your young men will faint from thirst. These are the ones who now take oaths in the name of the sinful idol goddess of Samaria. They vow, as surely as your God lives, O Dan, or as surely as your beloved one lives, O Beersheba, but they will fall down and not get up again. Amos chapter 9. I saw the Sovereign One standing by the altar, and he said, strike the tops of the support pillars so the thresholds shake. Knock them down on the heads of all the people, and I will kill the survivors with the sword. No one will be able to run away. No one will be able to escape. Even if they could dig down into the netherworld, my hand would pull them up from there. Even if they could climb up to heaven, I would drag them down from there. Even if they were able to hide on top of Mount Carmel, I would hunt them down and take them from there. Even if they tried to hide from me at the bottom of the sea, from there I would command the sea serpent to bite them. Even when their enemies drive them into captivity, from there I will command the sword to kill them. I will not let them out of my sight. They will experience disaster, not prosperity. The Sovereign Lord who commands armies will do this. He touches the earth, and it dissolves. All who live on it mourn. The whole earth rises like the river Nile, and then grows calm like the Nile in Egypt. He builds the upper rooms of his palace in heaven, and sets its foundation supports on the earth. He summons the water of the sea and pours it out on the earth's surface. The Lord is his name. You Israelites are just like the Ethiopians in my sight, says the Lord. Certainly I brought Israel up from the land of Egypt, but I also brought the Philistines from Kaphtor and the Arameans from Kir. Look, the Sovereign Lord is watching the sinful nation, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. But I will not completely destroy the family of Jacob, says the Lord. For look, I am giving a command, and I will shake the family of Israel together with all the nations. It will resemble a sieve being shaken when not even a pebble falls to the ground. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword, the ones who say, disaster will not come near, it will not confront us. In that day I will rebuild the collapsing hut of David. I will seal its gaps, repair its ruins, and restore it to what it was like in days gone by. As a result, they will conquer those left in Edom and all the nations subject to my rule. The Lord, who is about to do this, is speaking. Be sure of this, the time is coming, says the Lord, when the plowman will catch up to the reaper, and the one who stomps the grapes will overtake the planter. Juice will run down the slopes, it will flow down all the hillsides. I will bring back my people Israel. They will rebuild the cities lying in rubble and settle down. They will plant vineyards and drink the wine they produce. They will grow orchards and eat the fruit they produce. I will plant them on their land, and they will never again be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. In chapter 8, verse 7, God said, be certain of this, the time is coming when I will send a famine through the land, not a shortage of food or water, but an end to divine revelation. I can think of nothing worse than to have silence from God. The people of Israel made pretenses to love God, but they perverted everything that he had told them to do. They made a mockery of the sacrifices. There was no justice in the land. And many other things that we've heard here. And God puts so much value on holiness and justice that he finally said, I have to perform surgery on my people Israel. I have to remove those people that are doing these things. But then at the very end of this book, we have the prophecy of the coming Messiah. And God says, in that day, I will rebuild the collapsing hut of David. It was prophesied that the Messiah would come from the line of David. And that, of course, is what happened. And that is what we are celebrating in this month of December. The coming of the Messiah, the birth of the baby, Emmanuel, God is with us, Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. There was no way that human beings could earn God's favor. It isn't in us, and it is only because of God's everlasting love that any of us have the possibility of having fellowship with him. What a good God we serve. He cannot tolerate unholiness, and because we cannot be holy, He made a way to cover us with His own holiness and His own righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.